איזה שיעור מדהים היה.
What an amazing lesson.
Amazing.
Tell me, do you still want some advice?
Yes.
So you know, everywhere you go, you should take with you women.
Why?
Because research shows that the more the higher proportion of women in the discussion is, the higher the level of group intellect is.
And this is because you're smarter or because we want to impress you?
Also that and also that.
Interesting. Now I start, you know, I always in my life I was more in the company of women. They would listen to me and I would listen to them. With men it was a bit limited. Do you know, Liron? I'm a very sensitive guy, very sensitive.
And it's really logical from a research point of view because the female mind is wired for empathy. It's built for feeling others.
Interesting. How do you explain it in terms of research that you women live longer? Because I personally plan to live until the age of 120.
That is still unknown.
It's a shame.
Oh, here's Nitsa.
Nitsa is here. Okay. So I need to leave then.
What happened to you? Don't worry. You stay here with me. I told you you were accepted. Nitsa will get organized, and soon we'll hear a few women will give us insights and inspiration about women leadership, each one in her field. But before that, we'll go in together to Lizzie's weekly meeting with her therapist.
Lizzie. Lizzie.
Lisa.
Tiri.
Look.
נותרו לנו עוד 5 דקות
לפני. 5 minutes for the end to the end of this session. Maybe nevertheless you'd like to share something. How did the week go by?
I felt low with this emptiness. Really a desert.
The desert. Interesting. And what color was the camel?
Gray. It's like I get up in the morning and it's a day and another day and another day. I woke up, I went to work, I came back, I cleaned, I organized, I did laundry, I cooked, I fell asleep, got up.
Okay, Lizzie, I think the point is clear. I just wanted to ask, what session is this of ours?
1,422, not including today.
Because, look, I feel that you have reached a new state, completely new state.
Really?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a state in which I can no longer help you. Lizzie. Look, I feel that there is something deeper inside of you because of which you are not satisfied, happy.
Did you say satisfied?
I said satisfied. I meant happy.
But you said satisfied.
Why? Did you meet satisfied?
No.
Lizzie?
Really, no.
Lizzie.
Really? No.
Lizzie?
I can't anymore. I'm a leading CEO. I have an MA from the University of Life. I need to be copied. I'm this, I'm that. I just finished a talk with Pnina. She's a friend. She's the next prime minister or not. I'm thinking of creating a strong, unified party of women. Golda was my cosmetician. I'm big. I'm Tubishvar. I'm the Mother Earth. I know how to talk and listen to the kids. They don't listen. They also don't talk. We have a screen between us. There's no screen between us. I learned to agree that life is screens. I'm not angry. I'm calm. I cook things, especially hot dogs, only when I have time. I never have time. I'm mini skinny. They go on me, so what? I put on makeup. I have my tiger bathing suit. I'm divorced. I'm married. I know my husband. He's a nice guy. He doesn't answer me. Maybe he has hearing problems. I work hard. I'm lost type. I'm a fiddle. I like to give. I'm a coach. I'm in control. I feel like dancing. I feel like being silly.
What's with you and satisfied? You have everything. You travel the world. You have a selfie with elephants in Africa.
Yes, but it's not enough.
You published a book, 1,000 Tips for a Happy Life.
It's not enough.
You married Gershon, the hottest guy in the school.
It's not enough.
Enough. It's never enough. It's an endless pit. It's an infinite pit.
That's right.
What's true? What's right?
It's really endless. I'm looking for something that's beyond. Something greater, bigger than my daily life. Something bigger, greater than all my failures, my success, greater than... There's something inside me, this power that wants to be realized.
Aliza.
Aliza. I wish you that you will find it. Our session is over.
Erev tov.
Good evening. My name is Nitza. Good evening to the women and men with us here today. It's very exciting to be here. We have here on the stage each woman with her special story. We have here Yamit and Liat and Michal, each one in her own way on the path that she took, met the wisdom of Kabbalah. Let's start with you, Yamit. You're the youngest. You're 28. You're a student from Be'er Sheva. But you've achieved a lot in life.
Wow.
Tell us about it. Well, first of all, it's so excited to be here. There's so many people. It's so great. Thank you for coming. So, yes, I'm only 28. I don't feel that it's so little, but I traveled a lot in the world. I'm a person that likes to take a big bite out of life. I wasn't so interested in the regular things in life, career, family, kids. I looked at it and thought, what do I need to bring kids to the world? The world is a bit, doesn't look like a safe place. There's a lot of people. So I thought it would be more logical to simply enjoy life as much as possible. I traveled to all kinds of countries, and it was fun. Up to a certain point. Tell us about that point. Yes, the truth is that I told it in a clip on Facebook. I was on a mountain in Peru, and I looked out at the view. It was stunning, the beautiful nature. And all of a sudden I said to myself, okay, how many more mountains are there in my future? Where do we go from here? What else can we conquer? What peak can we reach? How many more peaks are there? Can we implement? Liat, you're what society calls a total success story. All the certification you have, you're a manager. Tell us about it. So really, I come from the high-tech world. I give technical presentations. And today I was invited here to speak as a leading woman about my experience. And I have to talk more from the heart. And it doesn't come easily to me. So really, truly, I worked from my mind. I had a desire to learn and prove myself in this world, which is mainly a male world. I learned my degrees, and I got on the path, and I reached very high levels of management. But it was from a place of ego. I had to use a lot of elbows. I want to say that you're in autonomous parts, and you're among the managers, autonomous components. You're one of the only female managers. Tell us what it's like. So really, to advance in this world, I started to act like you're supposed to act, like people act in this world. All my relationships with my friends at work were shallow. I would take projects that would give me more recognition. And this is how we advanced, actually. This is how I advanced, more or less. You advance, and it's always on somebody else's account. And it appears normal, because this is how the world is. But actually, inside, there's a sense of fakeness, that your relations at work are very stressed. You're always trying to prove yourself, show how smart you are, how talented you are. But inside, you know, you don't always know what you're talking about. You have to talk. I have to talk. And I'm always trying to prove myself, to show that I know the best. And inside, there's a feeling of fakeness, that it's not real. that I always know the best. Was there a point where you felt that something has to give, something has to change? Yes, I felt that more or less I advanced to where I wanted to, and this race tires you. To stay appreciated, you have to invest a lot, and it comes on account of other things in life. Many hours, it really wears you down. And there's no real genuine feeling of satisfaction. You reach something, but beyond that, it's not a genuine feeling of satisfaction. We heard really Liat. She was at her mountain and still didn't feel completely satisfied. Let's hear Michal. Michal, your story is really something special. 20 years you were in advertising. You worked all over the world. And suddenly you made a very dramatic change. You're a teacher in Israel. Where did this come from, this transition? When I was young, we grew up on the dream of the knees of the American dream. On the one hand, I really understand this world of a never-ending pleasure, and there's also the practical side, that to be a leading woman in a career, etc. And a bit before the age of 20, I left Israel with two big suitcases, landed at JFK. I went to one of the leading universities in New York. I finished with excellence. I went into the whole world of marketing and advertising in New York. Then I moved to Los Angeles and then back to Israel. And it was actually in Israel where I found myself in a small room, like 2 on 2 meters, in the top of the advertising world, full of smoke. Everybody's smoking. And you think you're in the most important place, and talking about the most important thing in the world, how to advertise the new Nike. And we're sitting there choking and talking about the shoe. I looked at my friend and I said to her, "What am I doing here? Who and what am I getting up for in the morning?" And really, each one of you in her own way reached a point where she asked, "What? Where's this leading, this story?" Let's continue with you. What happened? What caused the transition? Where are you today? What can I say? There's things that are important in life. When I look at the world from a perspective of who I used to be, I really used to look at the world from a place of concern. Today, I can say, I found something that gives me security. I look at the world from a completely different perspective now. Right before the Congress, I got a marriage proposal. I never thought I would get married, truly. I didn't want it. I didn't believe it. This framework, I didn't want it. And now I have this security. My partner also, he's here with me. We're trying to achieve something better in this world. What gave you this sense of security? What gives it to you? It's hard to say briefly, but simply, I think just being in the right environment, an environment that gives me a feeling that there's hope, that there's a better education, better career options in the future. I can approach my life from a better place. Liat, what is a leading woman today? So I can say from the tools that I acquired in my studies here, I know to work more from my heart, less from the mind, less from this place wanting to prove myself, and more to want to work, reach a common goal with the people I'm working with. I know today that I bring them value in this. If we're working together, creating a more pleasant work environment, to see the people around me, not just my private personal success, but how we can succeed together, it's more important to me today. It's a much greater sense of satisfaction. Of course. Do you feel like you've realized yourself? The American dream. Look how happy I am. I think a woman... I'm happy a woman is always wants a better life, a better future. Maybe at first it's about her own kids, but now she understands that if she doesn't touch education and all the education, then we won't have better education. Touching kids today and giving kids the tools to connect better and look in their each other's eyes and smile to each other from a point where they're really concerned and really connect with one another. It's hard for us also. And we're all behind these screens. So we have to give these tools for success in the future to the future generation. Thank you to all of you. I just want to add and say in a few words that truly a leading woman today is a success. It's a completely different definition because truly we have this need to implement and realize ourselves. And on the other hand, if we did it in the family or in our career, we always have this place that isn't filled. And when we start to help people around us realize their potential, it's precisely those people around us when we bring them to connection, to the right connection between people, precisely that is when happiness comes. Then we have a sense that we've realized ourselves in a fuller way and we know. And you know there is no end to it because these circles don't end. It's in the family and it's at work. It's in society and in community and in the country and in the world.
שנרגיש משהו ישתנה, משהו ירגע בנו, משהו ייגע בנו, ולא יהיה ממה לחשוב. וזה יבוא כמו קו חרוט על כף יד, זה יבוא בטוח בעצמו, כאילו היה שם תמיד וחיכה רק שנבחין בו. זאת התארחו והלב השומר לא להיפגע, הוא יפעם בקצב רגיל, זה יבוא כמו שאתם הרגיל, להיות שלם עם עצמו. שנרגיש משהו ישתנה, משהו ייגע בנו, משהו ירגע בנו, ולא יהיה ממה לחשוב. וזה יבוא כמו קו חרוט על כף יד, זה יבוא בטוח בעצמו, כאילו היה שם תמיד בחיכה רק שנבחין בו. שאתה ברגיל להיות שלם עם עצמו.
לנו מחכה.
וואו, וואו. איזה ערב מדהים.
וואו, וואו. What an amazing evening. What insights. I'm truly fortunate to be here.
It's truly amazing. We're here at a point in time that's very special. Each one of us here wants to realize her potential to the fullest. Wants to live her femininity in its full power. But the most special thing happening here this evening is that we all want it together. And this collective desire of ours is what generates this tremendous power. It's what can move mountains. Because we have women here in the hall, women from all over the country, from Ramat Golan to Eilat.
Nashim,
women that flew here from 70 countries, especially for this convention.
Nashim shehigiu le,
women that came here from Canada, Chile, China, Turkey, Switzerland, South Africa, and even more than that. They are connected with us here online through the screens. Thousands of other women from dozens of countries.
Amazing, amazing. It's so beautiful.
They're getting simultaneous translation in 30 languages. 30 languages, Eitan. Have you ever seen anything like this?
Never. I never saw such a thing. Not even in the United Nations, Liron. Not even in the United Nations.
Amazing. Let's meet them now a little bit more up close. Let's hear their heart, their collective great desire.
Good evening. My name is Tan Tan.
My name is Tan Tan.
I'm from China. This is the first time that I came to Israel and the first time for this big event. But together with me, there are thousands of women from all over the world under the stage. Why are we here? Because there's something special about this place, about you, Israeli women. We envy you, we chase you. You know how powerful and beautiful you are, you know how much strength that you brought to us. We believe you Israeli women are going to make Israel a true spiritual center in the world. Thank you.
My name is Mirjana from Zimbabwe, Africa. Originally from Croatia. I came to Israel 30 years ago, to Zimbabwe 30 years ago as a medical doctor to help Zimbabwean people. This is my first time in Israel and first time at this Congress when I feel great connection and love. I know from ancient history that Israeli women, great together with men, were coming and take our wood to get. To get Torah and mitzvot. Now, time is again for you, great Israeli women, to take your leading role in intention of connection and love. And stop men doing egoistic competition which leads to disasters and war. I love you all from the bottom of my heart, great women.
Buenas noches, amigas y amigos. Soy Patricia de Santiago de Chile.
Good evening. I'm Patricia from Santiago, Chile.
Día a día recibiendo el trabajo de las mujeres de este país.
In Latin America, every day we receive the work from women in Israel.
Las mujeres de Latinoamérica recibimos día a día el constante trabajo, la fuerza, la incondicionalidad absoluta de todas las mujeres.
In Latin America, we receive every day the work of the women, their dedication, their amazing work.
Que nos hacen aumentar el deseo y cada día muchas más nos sumamos a este estudio, a esta enseñanza.
It causes us to increase our deficiency, our desire, and join this powerful study.
No se imaginan cuán importantes son cada una de ustedes para nosotras que estamos allá.
You can imagine how important you are for us, the women over there.
Este es mi primer congreso.
This is my first convention.
Me he llenado de mucha fuerza, de mucha energía, una conexión gigante.
It's filled me with tons of strength and energy, an incredible strength.
Llevo el corazón de cada una a Latinoamérica. Muchas gracias.
I'm taking with me all your hearts to Latin America. Thank you so much.
Good evening. My name is Sheila, and I'm from United Kingdom, but originally from Sierra Leone, West Africa. I came to Israel in 2015 because of the challenges that African women face in our continent. I came here because I know the solution to our problem in Africa can be found in Israel. In Africa, for women, for over decades, we have faced suffering, we have been neglected, we have been rejected, our women are facing poverty, and I wanted solution to the problem. This is in spite of all the natural resources that our continent have. When I got to Israel, I found my solution through the study of Kabbalah. Kabbalah taught me what we don't know in Africa, which is love. You Israeli women, you are very privileged. You have this wisdom in your hands. I came here to join forces with you because I want the African women to rise above the challenges that they can rise above if they learn to study what it takes to connect and to love one another. And I have only one message for you. I have traveled this far to come to you, and I want you to join forces with me so that African women will learn what you know. Love thy neighbor as thyself.
Good
evening. I'm from Taiwan. My name is Annie.
In 2017,
I came here the first time and I was so impressed.
精神高度是如此之高，在我的国家，女人只重视物质生活，不重视精神生活。
Here, the spiritual level of people is so high. In my country, women only deal with corporal things.
所以，我将在这边所看到的、所听到的、所经验到的一切带回到我的国家。
So I want to bring everything that I see and hear here and experience here to women in my country. Therefore, I come here again and again, and I want to thank you for everything.
Добрий вечір. Меня зовут Анна. Я із України.
My name is Anna. I'm from Ukraine.
Dear friends,
we came here from the whole world to say that you are special.
Израильские мамы лучшие мамы в мире.
The Israeli mothers are the best in the world.
Если одна такая женщина способна вырастить гения,
one woman like this raises a genius child, then imagine what power you have in your unity. You educate through your example. The dear women of Israel, take your wisdom to the world and give the wisdom, share it with the world. You have power. Thank you.
Herkese iyi akşamlar. Benim ismim Beril. Türkiye'den geliyorum.
Good evening. My name is Beril. I'm from Turkey.
Benim en büyük hayallerimden biriydi ve bu sene ilk defa gerçek oldu.
It was one of my dreams to come to this congress and it came true this year.
Hayatımda aradığım soruların bütün cevaplarını burada buldum. Örneğin, çocuk sahibi olmak hakkında
I found all the answers to my questions here.
Tanışmadan önce her zaman
For example, about pregnancy and children. Before Kabbalah, I had many concerns.
Yapabileceği en egoistçe hatalardan biri olduğunu düşünürdüm.
And I thought that if I have kids in this kind of world, it would be the most egoistic thing I could do.
Ancak Kabbalah'la tanıştıktan sonra bir çocuğa verebileceğim her şeyin tam burada olduğunu keşfettim.
I thought, what can I give a child? But after I met the wisdom of Kabbalah, I understood that here I have everything I need to give kids.
Doğru bir çevre ve sevgi niteliği.
A life with meaning, with the right environment, with love.
Onlar kendi arabalarını, kendi evlerini alabilirler. Onlara bırakabileceğimiz tek miras, gerçek sevgi üzerine kurulmuş bir dünya ve bir gelecek. Ve bunu ancak burada ve birlikte yapabiliriz.
They can buy their own homes and their cars, but the only true inheritance we can give them is a world full of love, a truly good future. That's what we can achieve here.
Queridas amigas e amigos, boa noite.
Friends, dear friends, good evening. I am a Jewish woman, and I always felt pride being part of this nation, this people. This people that is so creative and invented social media.
Nada mais é do que essa sabedoria da conexão transformada em tecnologia.
And actually, all this wisdom of the social media is simply a technological translation of the wisdom of connection.
Isso é como tomar café com as amigas, sentir o calor humano, olhos nos olhos, poder dar abraço. Esse calor que a gente está sentindo agora.
The warmth that we feel, like we drinking coffee together with friends or embracing, and warmth between us is precisely the warmth that I feel now here between us.
Vamos juntas curtir uma boa vida.
Let's together search for good life.
Hello, my name is Alicia. I was born in Russia, but I live in Canada. I want to tell you something. I'm not Jewish, but I was always attracted to the nation of Israel because I feel you have a secret. A secret to happiness, to meaning of life. And I keep coming back here year after year. Because I discovered this secret is in the wisdom of Kabbalah. And I stand here and I see this beautiful, strong woman. And I want you to show me how to love your neighbor as yourself. So that together we can share the wisdom with the world and to make this whole world a beautiful place.
Thank you.
Добрый вечер. Я Влада из Латвии.
I'm Vlada from Latvia.
Хотя я не вижу глазами, но я чувствую вас сердцем.
Despite that I can't see you with my eyes, I feel you with my heart.
Я второй раз в Израиле здесь на конгрессе.
It's my second time at a convention here in Israel. Dear women of Israel, you don't even imagine how special you are, how unique.
Открытое сердце, искренность.
The responsibility, the honesty, the open heart, the warmth and love that only you have.
Я безмерно благодарна.
I'm so grateful that you showed me this path and these attributes.
Объединение через науку Каббала.
That have been revealed to me through this unity, through the wisdom of Kabbalah. Thank you.
Wow, amazing.
So exciting. Dear audience, thank you so much for coming. We really want to continue and stay in touch with you. You're welcome to stay in touch with us. There's a few options for doing that, to get information, answers.
Advice.
Definitely advice. Connect to your female power through the very special perspective of Kabbalah. Soon we will open a new course in 18 centers in Israel, 10 fascinating and empowering meetings that will bring much depth and meaning into your life. And here behind you, on the way out of the hall, there's places to register. We have our representatives, they're waiting for you with great joy to give you all the details and options. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you for everyone who participated in the preparation of this evening. Thank you, Rav Dr. Michael Lehman. Thank you to the wonderful women. Thank you, Eitan.
Thank you very much, you, Liron.
Have a wonderful